Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So there is a country artist who says that one of his biggest influences is Alanis Morissette. Yes, I said his biggest influence is Alanis Morissette. Find out who that is coming up. But first, we have some sad news. You may have heard it yesterday because our station is just rocked at hearing about the death of Bob Kingsley, who died at his home in Weatherford, Texas at the age of 80. We have known Bob Kingsley for a long time. This is how you knew him. Whoops. Hang on.
Hi, I'm Bob Kingsley, and I'm so proud 92.5 XTU is still Philly's country station.
You heard him Sunday mornings for eons, decades here on 92.5 XTU, and he had bladder cancer and lost his battle. He was 80 years old, so just super sad news about Bob Kingsley. Some funny news this morning. It turns out that Arnold Schwarzenegger says a Twins sequel is currently being written.
My name is Julius, and I'm your twin brother.
Oh, obviously.
Do you remember that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito? Schwarzenegger says that they're still in the writing stage. Ivan Reitman has been dragging his feet a little bit because he said he wants to protect the first one, but he's worried that the second one might be better than the first one, or maybe not as good. Those are Arnold Schwarzenegger's words. Or maybe not as good. So we'll see what happens. And finally, let's talk about this lady. So many of us grew up listening to Alanis Morissette and her album Jagged Little Pill, which is, I mean, it's like the epitome of 90s, right? So tell me, if that sounds at all like this song. Every single day before I knew your name, I couldn't see your face, but I prayed for you. Now, granted, we only know one song so far by Matt Stell, but he said Alanis Morissette changed his life. He said the record Jagged Little Pill was one of his top five favorite albums of the 90s. Every song, an absolute banger. He says she's so talented. That record changed my life. It's so interesting to hear these artists because I know so many of us growing up in the Northeast didn't necessarily grow up on country music. We had a lot of other influences. And to hear that those who are making country music now kind of grew up with us with those same influences, yeah. It's interesting to kind of try to listen for them in the music, right? We just learned earlier this week about Old Dominion and how Matt Ramsey was like a huge Pearl Jam fan and Led Zeppelin and stuff. So I try to listen for those artists in his music. I can't find them at all. I don't know. We're going to have to hear a little bit more from Matt Stell to see. That's pretty interesting stuff. Coming up in the 737 X-Files, we are going to be hearing about how you can live like a Barbie. I mean, isn't that everyone's dream?
Yeah.
See Michaelina's face right now. She's so excited.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.